I was slightly horrified, really, first of all, because it was so far away from home, you know. My father died by then, and my mother and the two brothers, you know, were in Paris. In one way, of course, I wanted to go. It was something new. On the other hand, I didn't know anything about Australia. I didn't even know about the Aborigines or the koala bears or whatever. I didn't know anything. But my brother is, you know, he studied history and geography at the Sorbonne, and he has the degree in both things. He knew everything. He almost could describe to me Sydney the way it was. But the only thing that made me laugh is when we arrived in Sydney and someone took me to show me Martin Place, you see, and he said, well, that's Sydney's Champs-Élysées. And that, I thought, was a little bit strange. Also, we hit a summer in Sydney that 130 degrees, I think it was then. And the sun was all red in the sky, you know, because it was so hot. And that was, you know, we were not used to that. Although, you know, on the ship we got pretty sunburned. That was another thing. When we opened in Sydney, all the little swans, you know, were tanned. And the white tutus and everything and the black bodies inside, we were all fined.
Mm.